Today is Tuesday, October 6th, 2009. I'm Jason Howell.
I'm Rafe Needleman.
I'm Brian Cooley.
And I'm Tom Merritt. Welcome to Buzz Out Loud, CNET's podcast of indeterminate length, episode 1078. And Android and Verizon are hearing wedding bells.
Finally, it looks like there'll be a big play. It looks like Verizon will get real phones.
Well, it's a domestic partnership.
Is that legal in all states?
Depends. Google and Verizon announced they're forming a partnership to leverage the 3G network and bring Android to Verizon. Now, this has to do with the fact that CDMA is now in the phone stack for Android. And Verizon says they're going to come out with phones now. They're ready to go. So they must have been ramping this up for a while.
Yeah.
They have yet to release an Android device, but they are going to come out with a handful of them by the end of this year.
That's great, and I can't imagine what, this is not good for the iPhone, because Verizon needs the iPhone. Actually, Verizon users need good phones, and sorry, yes. BlackBerry, you are not it, and Android phones are pretty good. I mean, they're not iPhones, but they're pretty good, so.
And there's a lot of potential there, too.
I think so.
I have to say, I was excited to hear this because of my prediction that Android would outsell iPhone, which is totally not going to come true. But this was what I was imagining was going to happen earlier in the year, was that at the beginning of this year, we'd see a bunch of people jump on the Android platform like Verizon, put out a bunch of Android phones, and they would make it up in bulk. At this point, they don't have enough bulk.
There'll be a number of different models.
Probably the finance sector is what kept people from really jumping and putting out a bunch of new phones earlier this year. I think it delayed a lot of folks. They didn't want to take that risk.
Right.
Now the economy seems to be turning around.
So one of the things that's curious about this is I mean Google and Verizon is a very odd match because Google with the Android software stack is wide open. Anybody can put an app up on the Android store. But Verizon historically has been extremely closed when it came to opening up its mobile access to its mobile phone platform.
But Verizon CEO committed its last fall now to changing that. Maybe this is their first step toward that direction. He said, we're going to be able to, with a minimal product certification, let any phone come on our network. They've said nothing more about it since. So maybe it's just a step towards some kind of openness, but it's a small step.
Yeah.
And it's an odd juxtaposition. The thing is, where is the rock star Android handset? There is no top-of-mind Android handset out there among consumers who have the volume to make the next iPhone.
There doesn't have to be.
Everyone knows what the iPhone is.
Yeah, because there's only one. I mean, there is only one phone that does the iPhone OS.
Right. But even in the aggregate, how are they going to approach the kind of aggregate volume that the BlackBerry brand has? Because BlackBerry means something. Android doesn't mean anything to consumers.
Well, not yet. I mean, it's a long game. Google obviously has the resources to play this game and to hit a bunch of base hits. And probably like Windows machines, the Android machines will be base hits. There won't be one out of the park. You know, even the BlackBerrys are base hits. There's not one.
But they need one to be a home run to get the brand in consumers' minds, even if no other one phone or even that home run Android phone never approaches iPhone volume.
And in order to do that, they actually need to release more phones, which is why this is a good thing.
People only had two
phones at this point?
Just a few, But people don't go buy phones by OS yet. They buy the iPhone because the iPhone in their mind's a device, even though we know it's also an important OS and an infrastructure on iTunes and the App Store, but to them it's a device in their mind's eye. Android doesn't create anything in their mind's eye yet. BlackBerry does. iPhone does. Windows kind of, because we know what Windows looks like.
HTC does. HTC means something to people now.
Not even just to geeks.
No, amongst the folks who want stylish phones, they get excited about the HTC lines now. Because they've come out with the Dream and they've come out with the Touch, and it's like that is a place people look.
They're picking my jaw up off the desk here. Are you serious?
Yeah,
people really. Because HTC,
it's got to at least be a savvier than normal average user.
It's the stylish user. And nobody thinks of a Windows mobile phone except the geeks. Nobody thinks of Android phones.
And they don't think of it well.
They recognize Windows, though. When someone says this phone runs Windows, they say, okay, I understand it.
But they know Nokia. They know BlackBerry.
Yeah.
And they know... And HTC is now in there as well.
BlackBerry, that brand is 15 years old, and it took them a long time to get where they are. Mm-hmm. Android, the brand is brand new. And if Verizon and other vendors can push it, as we are now shipping Android phones, and here's all the cool things you can do on these phones that you can't do on any others, it has a chance, but not this year, not next year. I mean, it's a long game to get that kind of consumer mindset.
I think what has to happen that you guys are talking about is a phone has to capture people's imagination. And the problem that every that you're circling around here is all of these companies are more than one company. Mm-hmm. It's Verizon and Android getting together with a manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
possibly
what's
HTC?
what's going on with the success of the iPhone? It's one company.
No, you're absolutely right, and nobody can.
AT&T is in there.
Give me a break.
But really,
nobody.
It's one company.
Nobody can out market Apple and out. You know,
I wouldn't say that. I think somebody could, but nobody has.
They can't even out-design Apple in the hardware yet.
And even AT&T hardly advertises the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone ads are Apple's ads, probably with AT&T kicking in some money. But they're like, look, here's some money to put the ads out. But you know what? You do it because you know how to make people want your stuff.
Now, Google could do that, but they won't because it's not in their MO. They don't want to be a hardware manufacturer. Yeah. Microsoft could do it.
You're right, because they have all those great, you know, like Windows 7 launch party ads.
No, we're talking about Project Pink here.
Okay.
That's Microsoft's attempt, and that, I think, is going to be the big threat to the iPhone. It may fail, because a lot of people don't think they have the chutzpah for it, but that is the only way that I think you can go after that market, is when you have Microsoft owning Sidekick, making the hardware, mm-hmm. designing the software, making it compatible with 90% of the computers out there for syncing and playing music and all of that stuff, because that's the only way you get close.
But that's that whole idea.
To attack on that chain.
The Windows Phone and the Zune and the Xbox are off in this experimental division of Microsoft. Now, granted, they're doing very well. I mean, at least the Xbox is doing very well. But that is a whole different mindset for Microsoft. In how to, instead of being an open environment, it's like, we own the platform because it's it works for Apple. And it's not in Microsoft's core nature to be that closed, which is what it takes in order to control the experience and do things in the Apple way.
Yeah, they have to take a page out of the Xbox to work that way, to get that kind of market share, or bulk. Maybe bulk can work. Maybe just having a lot of different phones from a manufacturer that gains a brand name, like BlackBerry, because BlackBerry was previous to the iPhone, and honestly still the darling of the smartphone world. But it wasn't one BlackBerry, it was a BlackBerry, and there were lots of different kinds. So BlackBerry could still recapture that momentum, I suppose.
And an Android phone that does something singular, unique, will help the brand more than anything else. The BlackBerry did what? It was email in your hand. The iPhone is what? It's an iPod with a phone in it, even though that's a vast oversimplification, but that's what got the public to think about it. The Windows phones, for the reason that you can't say they do X, they do have the Windows brand to support them to some degree. And the Palm Trio was the first thing that did everything in one device that had success. So everything had its simple headline.
Yeah.
What's the headline around Android? I couldn't write
it. What's the headline around Windows 6.5? Yeah. Windows Mobile 6.5 just out today.
Evolutionary.
You know, we've been talking about it for days because the phone's already leaked out and everything else already leaked out. But it's out today. And the headline is, it's a new version of Windows.
Big deal.
So exciting. And you get Windows stamped on the outside of the phone.
And it's got the App Store in it now which, oddly enough, this is, I think, very pertinent to our conversation here. Windows always had apps. You could
more of them.
Since Windows Mobile first launched on phones, you could buy apps, and they have many more apps than Apple.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have a nice, convenient little App Store ecosystem going on. And so that's what Windows Mobile 6.5 is bringing, is, okay, now we've got a store. We're not in charge of it. It's still all the people independently providing the apps, but we're giving you an easy way to find them and buy them on the phone.
But they are. I mean, aren't they approving apps to go into the store, which is so antithetical to the way Microsoft works?
I had not heard that. I thought they weren't. But
because they're taking a page out of, the one thing that Apple has done really, really right is the store. And I'm not talking about the approval process, although that is a key to their success as much as we all hate it. What I'm talking about is having one place to go so you don't have to go to site A from this developer or, you know, Microsoft.com or EA.com or whatever to get your apps.
And wade through a different interface in every one of them.
You go to the store and you buy them all the same way from the same interface. And that's what Apple is doing, what Microsoft is doing with Windows Phone 6.5 or whatever it is.
Well, 6.5 is sort of a halfway release, but to buy them time until they come out with 7, Windows Mobile 7.
Okay, but they are doing the store, which is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
The question, I mean, the funny thing is that they're going backwards. They're saying, look, we're going to put it all together instead of letting a million flowers bloom in all these different places. We want to give everybody one place.
Now, that's an interesting point, because I thought you still had access to most of the apps.
You do.
That you can get offline.
You probably will,
an easier way to get them. I didn't know that they were doing approvals or restricting it in any way.
I don't know. I thought they were doing a minor approval process. One thing that Microsoft
could be
has...
That would make sense. They could to put some kind of minor approval just to figure out what goes in the store.
Yeah. But this is interesting, because the one thing that Microsoft historically had with this Windows platform and with this Windows Mobile platform, and I'm not speaking about any other platforms they have, is extreme developer friendliness in a way that Apple, despite the hundreds of thousands of apps that are out there right now, still doesn't have.
Yeah, but when Code Camp happened at Silicon Valley's Foothill College recently, a session on Windows Mobile 6.5 attracted six people, three of them from Microsoft. The iPhone session filled a lecture hall. So, I mean, well, maybe it's anecdotal, right?
But one could argue that the tide may have turned.
The buzz is around Apple still.
Well, yeah, because they have the store, and that's what people want.
Yeah,
you know,
and there's all these stories of people making billions of dollars selling their apps. Well,
it's a rock star business. Most of the developers are just not making much, but a few hit it out of the park, and they sell a 99-cent game, and all of a sudden they're sending on, you know, their six kids to college on it.
246 apps at launch, so clearly they're filtering.
Yeah, because there's thousands of Windows Mobile apps out there. Yeah. Maybe they don't all work on 6.5. I don't know.
And 753 developers lined up, so a lot more would be coming, apparently. So it's an initial launch of a few hundred. So they're doing some kind of
There's some kind of gatekeeping of some sort. Yeah,
you know what's really cool is the Windows 6.5 home screen, instead of having a grid of apps, they're in a hexagon pattern.
Yeah, what is that?
It's trying to be different and confusing at the same
really
time.
They really like bumblebees.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's like honeybees. Like a honey hive.
Yeah, they like honey.
It's stupid.
They're worried. They're trying to raise awareness of the decline in the honeybee population and the effect that that's having on beekeepers in
if
the United
If you buy
States.
One of these within a few weeks, you know you got stung.
Yeah.
Whoa. Did I say that?